All right, we're starting at the bottom of November Mitbet by Hawa Uvda. So Hawa Uvda, the Habim in Narada, there was this case that came up in Narada. The Doshu Israel of Ovei Kochavim, Ahu Chamra, that they were pressed grapes together, you had Jews and non-Jews pressing the grapes together. Shira Shmuel, Talat the Rigle. And Shmuel was uncertain, or we'll see in a second, what to do with it. So he waited, Shlosh Rigalim, meaning the drusha, the public drusha that he did, Ilchot Pesach, right, the Tzeret, and then Chag, meaning that he waited through those three to see if he could get to the proper conclusion. So my wants to know my time. What exactly was he waiting for? Right, because otherwise, why didn't he just pass him right away? So when it says Elim, when the Shum to Kosovar, he was looking the imik shkach no tano the asuk Rabbi Noton osrine afilu behano. Maybe I'll find a tano that agrees with Rabbi Noton's position, which we're going to get to. We haven't gotten to Rabbi Noton's position since Samach went bet. There, Rabbi Noton says that when it comes to mago of an Ovid Kochavim, that even without nesech or yain nesech, it's osur behano. So he says, "The Mishkan Tam Dasuk Rabbi Natan Osrina Filu Behano Titania." We have a brisa. Madudu Ben Biyad Ben Beregio Imachem. Person, if he measured it, the guy wanted to measure how much wine there was in the barrel. So instead of using a ruler, he stuck his arm down in there to see how high it came up on his arm, or he stuck his foot in the leg in there to see how high it came up on his leg to know how much wine was in the barrel, right? The ancient measuring stick. So Imachem, that he could still sell. So I mean, it's not Osir Behano. Rabbi Natan Omer, Biyad Asur, Beregel Mutar. If he does it with his arm, then it's okay. Beregel Mutar. Now, we're not talking about here where he did it, Lenei Nesach. It's that he's touched the wine because he stuck his arm in there. He's not Meshach Sheikh. Right? Doesn't in any way indicate that he's pouring it towards Avodah Zarah. He's Menasech the Yain. Yet, Rabbi Natan says that Stam Malko of an Obed Avodah Zarah is Asur Behana. So you were, maybe Shmuel was waiting to figure out if the halacha is like Rabbi Natan, to find if anybody else upholds that position like Rabbi Natan, and therefore he would be also the Yain Bano. So Gemara says, Imadama Rabbi Natan Biyad. Rabbi Natan says Biyad. Beregel Miyamar. Who says by a foot? By legs, he doesn't say that. I mean, that the case that we have here is the Doshu Yisrael Ovei Kochavim. They pressed it together. So we're talking about a case where it was their feet, their legs touched the grapes, not that they were mago over here. So who says that Rabbi Natan agrees by regel? So by the way, just interesting. I don't know. The Gemara here makes a chiluk in Rabbi Natan that is explicit in his statement.
The statement is,
yeah. So Tosas comes up with a case. He says, well, this was the Havamina. The Havamina is this, that when you have yad, by yad we say, okay, where goes there, Rabbi Natan's goes a yad, atu shikshuch, meaning that if he puts his arm in and he's measuring it, he's not doing the nisuch, what goes there in Stam Yenam to say that's close enough to shikshuch, that maybe if he does it, then it would be asur b'ana. We say asur b'ana. Regel. When it comes to regel, regel, what are you going to say? You're going to say regel, we just said before that the tinok, right, the young child said nisuch b'regel lo shmei nisuch. There's no such thing as nisuch b'regel. So now what are you going to say? You're going to say regel, Dumiyad Yad, and then Yad because of Shikshuk. So he says they were not going to be gozer. So now along comes the Gemara now, and says, okay, no, but this is what we thought now. Let's suggest that Shikshuk Beregel will be oser. Over here, they're not just putting his leg in to measure it, they're moving their feet around, they're doing Shikshuk Beregel. Now Shikshuk Beregel is only one it's removed from Shikshuk Yad. So maybe there where it goes there. The Gemara says, no, regel is out of the picture entirely. Now that's the way the Ri is, Minyashiv the Girsa. There are others who just took the Girsa out and said that there's nothing to talk about because it's obvious from the statement of Rabbi Natan that there's nothing to talk about from the Brisa. But the Ri wants to uphold the Girsa and says that's how that's the Gemara's Havamina. So rather, the Gemara says, okay, that can't be what he's looking for. Ella, Tishkach Natana Deshori Rabbi Shimon. Maybe we find a Tana like Rabbi Shimon who's Mater Malgash Lachavim, who's not Mitkamel Nasech, Af Bishtia. I mean, that he's waiting, Afilu Bishtia. I want to find another Tana that supports Rabbi Shimon. It says me, Ktse Alektse. Yeah, first we thought Shimon wanted to ask her even Bano. Now we say, no, Shimon wanted to be Mater, even Bishtia, if he could find someone else who supports that position of Rabbi Shimon.
It's like he wants to know that it's not Rabbi Shimon, but not Rabbi
right. Yeah. He wants support.
He doesn't believe in
Yain Yisrael. No, not Yain Yisrael, Stam Yenam. We're talking about Stam Yenam. Yeah. So Stam Yenam, he's saying, is Mutar Bishtia, because we're not Gozer out to Yain Yisrael. That's Rabbi Shimon will see it in the Mishnah on Samach, where somebody falls into the boar. A goy falls into the boar. All right. All right, so next, the Gemara says, okay, how old though? The Hava B'Biram. The Ovei Kochavim, the Avakasolik V'Dikla, He was up in a palm tree. He got his lulav, right? He was helping pick lulavim for a sukkus. On his way down, Nogo. Now this is there's a girsa issue here. Naga Rosha de Leviva Bechamra. We'll read it based on our girsa that we have in our Gemara, which is that the tip of the lulav touched some wine on the way down. Shelo Bekamana, not intentionally. On his way down, he's holding the lulav. He's coming down, and the tip of the lulav touched the wine. That's the girsa of Rashi and others. Just on those, you we'll go back to in a second. The Rabbeinu Tam thinks that there's no lulav, that it wasn't the lulaviva, but he actually touched the wine himself. Gemara says Shari Rav Lizvune Lo Bechachavim. Rav was matter to sell that wine to a non-Jew. So now, based on that, what do you see? You see that Rav thinks that this situation, we have a maga, ayidei davar acher, you have something else that's touching shelo b'kavanah, he's mutter by not, because he's selling it to a obi chachamim, but asur b'shtia, because he's not letting you drink it, or not letting a Jew drink it. So that must be his psak. So then, amru lei Rav Kahana Rav Asi the Rav, says tamidim Rav Kahana Rav Asi said to Rav, b'ha mar du amar, didn't you tell us that tinok ben yomo, that even a goy that is a ben yomo makes yayin nesech. Now, what does that mean? If you believe that a tinuk ben yomo can make yayin nesech, a tinuk ben yomo has no dat and has no kavana. That means that you think that any mago of an obi kachavim makes yayin nesech. Otherwise, why would you include a tinuk ben yomo? From that, you would extrapolate and say, when he touches it with the luluvita, so what that it was shalobi kavana? Shalobi kavana doesn't matter according to Rav. According to Rav, shalobi kavana is irrelevant. If a goy touches it, then it's asur legamre, it's yayin nesech. So he says, amrlo, imr da amri ano bishtia, bahana mi amri. He says, when I say that a tinek ben yomo, when I say it's asur and yayin nesech, I don't mean that it's asur behana, I mean it's asur bishtia. But a tinek ben yomo makes it an asur bishtia, but not behana. Based on that, also over here, if the maga of the obik chachavim with the luvita is shlobi kavona, then I would also say the same thing. It's shlobi kavona, it's equivalent to tinuk ben yomo, that means mutar behana'a asur b'shtia. So that's the conclusion of Rav. Why does he use Yayin Nesach? That's a good question, right? Yayin Nesach already implies something much stronger. Look at Tosa. Tosa Tinuk Ben Yomo, so Yayin Nesach, Perish Vasu B'Shtia, to drink it. Bim Tomar came into Rab Posek L'Kaman K'Rab Shimon, Ma'ishna Tinuk Ben Yomo, Min Yafalu Bar Vala B'Shar Rab Shimon. Yishlam V'Dasavar Maga Tinuk V'Shik Shechoi, K'la Migzer Atu Godo, V'Nafal Dabor Mucha Milsa Da'anis, V'Lo Shayach L'Migzer Mide. So Tosa says here, when he says Tinuk Ben Yomo, so Yayin Nesach means that it's only Asu B'Shtia, not Asu B'Ana. Because he thinks that a tinuk ben yomo obviously can't do yayin nesach. So it's only gzeira to yayin nesach. So there he says, he makes it like stam yenam, basically. But he's saying it's gzeira to yayin nesach. I don't know if that's, I'm not sure it's a great answer. I think your question is better than the answer. So now, the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam over here, if you look in the Tosos, Hachi Garcina Barova Sfarim, Rada Kanochi, Naga Bereshi, Dululiva, Bechamar, Shlobu Kavanam, Ulfi Girsa Zu, Chashvina Maga, Ovid Chavim Adei Davar Acher, means when a goy touches something through another item, like Luluvita, Kamo Mago Vidachim Begufo. We're equating between physically touching it versus touching it Adei Davar Acher. The fact that we're comparing a person who touches Luluvita to the Chamra to a Tinek Ben Yomo that physically touches the wine, that means that we see the two as equivalent. And the connection between the two cases is that it's shelo bikamana. And he says, Bakasha, this is about midway through the Tosafot. Bakasha. Fize chada, the dover temahu, lomar. Tashvino mago yidre darcher, dolavi elo shelo bikamana. Kumo mago bikufo, shelo bikamana, leaster bishtia. How can you compare? I think that's a little bit what you're asking, Shol, which is that how can you compare something where you're touching through an additional item, shelo bikavana, which is really removed from any physical touching, and doesn't really make so much sense to be gozer, to something where you touch it bikufo, shelo bikavana, leaster bishtia. And later on, it seems that all those things, when you're no geya, the Gemara seems to think that there's no problem, even there's a mutar b'shtia. And that what you're just saying, which is that you're really two steps removed. There's two different things here. One is when you touch through another item, and then another thing, which is when you touch lo bikavana. And then by those two, you're stacking. When you touch with the Levita, you have both of them. When you're talking about the Tinoch, you only have one item, which is Shelo B'Kavana, but he's still physically touching the Yayim. So how can you compare them? So therefore, towards the end of the Tosfot, it says, L'kach nir l'beinu tam, girsat r'beinu chananel v'lachot gedolot. Kach nimtza b'tshuvat ha-goyim, delo garas b'reisha d'luliva. That they didn't have that. They didn't touch with the Levita. Elo nogo b'chamro. On his way down from the tree, he touched the wine itself. It's begufo shelo b'kavana. Exactly like the Tinoch. Well, come on, he has to also change the gears in the Gemara further on, which is by Nagov Gagatlo, that he has to change some other gears also to make it work. Now, Vahatznan, in the Mishnah we're going to talk about, we just talked about this Mishnah, the Modudo B'Kaneh, that person who measures with the measuring stick, Imacher. So wait a minute, if I measure the measuring stick, this is exactly the case, where I'm touching it, Ayidei Davar Acher, and then he says, Imacher, the Mishnah says you have to sell it. Well, wait a minute, that's the case of, you know, that he's doing it without intent to do nisuch, he's doing it with the measuring stick, so it's ayyadei davar acher, that should be twice removed, according to Rambam, it should be muta b'shtia, no problem. So how come the Mishnah answers that? So that Mishnah would say, madu b'kani macher, is because shani hotam shmit kavin li'gav, that's what he says. In the end, when you're measuring, you're much more in contact with the wine, and there's kavana to touch. So there it's missing one only aspect of it. It's missing the aspect of direct contact, but it's not missing the issue. He's intending to put the stick in there. It's not that Shelo B'Kavana he's putting the stick. He puts in the stick B'Kavana. So he's only missing one aspect. He's missing the aspect of Nogea B'Gufo. But he's not missing the aspect of Kavana. It's not twice removed. So that way... But you're
missing Kavana to
do Nisuch. But that's not... We just need Kavana L'Gah. Right. So now, that way, what you have here is two issues. Kavana Shelo B'Kavana. You have the other issue, which is Nagav Shelo Nagav. So if you have either one of them, that's enough to make it also B'Shtiyah. If you have Shelo B'Kavana B'Gufo, that's enough to make it also B'Shtiyah. Or if you have Kavana B'Davar Acher, that's also enough to make it Asur. And that's how the Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gersa. In order to deal with this issue, it seems that it's too far removed to say when it's a Davar Acher, Shelo B'Kavana, that there were going to be Gozer in that instance, also B'Shtiyah. And there are plenty of proofs here to the fact that the Gemara later on seems to indicate otherwise, that that's not the case. Right now, the Gemara is going to deal with Rav's statement. Gufa, Amar Rav, Tinoch ben Yomo say Yain Nesech, Eitvei. We have a bright Tosefta that really doesn't seem to say that. Eitvei Rav Simi Bar Chiya Rav. Okeach Avadim Min HaOvdei Kuchavim. Person purchases Avadim from a non-Jew. Shemalu Velo Tavlu. They had a Bris Mila, but they were not Tovel. V'chein B'nei HaShvachot. These are children of Shvachot born in a Jew's home. Shemalu Velo Tavlu. They had a Mila, but they did not have Tvila. Rokan u'midrasan v'shuk tamei, that their rok and the midras are tamei in the shuk. In the shuk, in a place where, right, it's a public thoroughfare, where we, in general, have safek tuma is the kula is tahar. But over here, they're the status of malu v'lo tavlu. So the indications from the word tamei are that they are still classified as ovdei kochavim. And by ovdei kochavim, their rok and midras, the chamim, were gozer tuma. So these individuals had the same status as the Chavim, and therefore they are Tamei. Vamri lo Tahor. There's some that say, there are others that disagree and say that he is Tahor in this case, because Demal Tavo Milta Deshlosh Chichu. That's not a normal case. When the Chavim goes there on an Ovi Chavim that is Rok and his Midras or Tamei, that's when it's a normal case of Ovi Chavim, a case where it's Mal Velo Tavo. They didn't get involved in that case, and there's no Gzeira in that case. So that's not involved with us, but the question comes from here. V'chein yinam, when it comes to wine that they touch, gdolim osim yain nesech, ktanim ein osim yain nesech, ve'elohim gdolim, ve'elohim ktanim, gdolim yodim betiv avodah chovim u'mishamsha. They understand, they know what avodah zarah is, and they understand what it means to worship avodah zarah. Ktanim ein yodim betiv avodah chovim u'mishamsha. But youngsters, right, don't know about it. V'ktani mihat. So from this verse you see, v'dolim in, ktanim lo. And that's directly against Rav. Rav just said, tinim pen yomo as a din of yayin nesach. And here we have a Mishnah, a Braita that's saying explicitly that ktanim do not have that status by yayin nesach. So where it says, targama abnei shvachot. That we're going to read this about the bnei shvachot. What's the difference about bnei shvachot? Bnei shvachot grow up in the house of a Jew. So over there, we're going to make a distinction between gdolim and ktanim. Rav's going to say there's no gzeira for ktanim when it comes to bnei shvachot because they grew up in the Jew's house. They were born in the Jew's house. They're mal v'lo tovo, so we have a problem with them if they're gdolim. But if they're ktanim, we're not going to be gozer in that case. I'm talking about stam ktanim. Stam ktanim will be kuchavim. Where goes there in those cases? Where it says, v'chachin kamar. That Braisa draws an equation between b'nei shvachot and ovi kuchavim. That was malvalo tovo. If you draw that equation, you just broke the equation. You just said shvachot are different than ovi kuchavim. And now you're saying, it says v'chachin kamar, rokanu midrasan. The parallel between them is when it comes to rok and midras, they're parallel. It says, hanich l'man damar tamei. That works well for the one who says tamei. Elamandomar tahor, ma'ikal meimar. One who says that an eved that was purchased from an ovei kachavim and was malvelo taval, and he is tahor, then you don't have to say v'chein lebnei shvachot. It's obvious. It's a kavah chomer lebnei shvachot. I don't need you to tell me v'chein lebnei shvachot. So then v'chein shvachot must be talking about the yayin issue. That's the case. What's he going to do? He says, "Akamash v'lan avadim dumiyah d'bnei shvachot." This comes to teach you that avadim have the same din as b'nei shvachot. Ma b'nei shvachot malu v'lo tavlu. Who do say yayin esech? Malu v'tavlu lo. Af avadim came. So just like b'nei shvachot, if they are mal v'lo tavlu, that's when we have a problem with them by yayin esech. But if they are mal v'tavlu, if they completely convert, then we have no issue with them. Af avadim came. So too by avadim when they're purchased from the ovei chachavim. Then also, if they are mal v'lo taval, we have a problem with them. But if they are mal v'taval, no problem whatsoever. Of course, they're full-fledged gear. Why should you think there's a problem? Oh, so lafuke mi Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Because there is someone who says there is a problem. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Alokeach avadim min ovei kachavim. Af api shemalu v'tavlu. Even though they are full-fledged converts. Osin yai nesech ad shetishka. And probably tishtaka is probably the better word here. And the girsa shetara balak chachamim ipiem till they forget about their avodah zara. It's a mashvelon. Dalo. That's what Rav says. We're not choshish for this sheet of Shmua. Shmua has an own bizu sheet here that if the person is midgayer mal v'taval, he still has a din of a goy for yai nesech for the next 12 months. Now Tosos is quick to qualify this. This only applies to someone who is under the auspices of a rav or an adon. It's on the Amud Bet. This Tosos says, "Omeri the daf uvanim arminen ashet tishtaka." When we're talking about servants, that's when we say tishtaka. The avakav that tzrich let bilam u'lomolam mirtzonam. We know the Gemara in Yevamot says that when it comes to a eved who is converting and mal and taval, you can't do it against his will. He has to acquiesce to the process. Nevertheless, mikom akom emat rabo alav. He still has some fear of his master, and therefore he agrees or acquiesces, not in full fledged or not with his full heart. And that's why he say ve'enu mitgayer b'leiv shalem. Aval ovei kochavim shemalim tovlim mirtzonam uladatam. Somebody converts out of the nedivut leiv and they really want to be a Jew. In that case, we don't say that the nishtatam shemalim rachavim b'yam miyad umutar magam b'yam miyad. The fact that they're converting already means that they're doing it. Here, in the context of being an eved, there's other pressures that would move him towards doing this rather than arguing with his rav or rejecting his adon, and therefore we consider the conversion somewhat precarious until 12 months are passed. Now, the Gemara is going to go gufa. Amar Nachman Shmuel, Alokeach avadim min ovei kachavim af pi shemalu v'tavlu osin yayin nesech ad shishtaka uvat kachavim mipiem. V'kama, how long is that? Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi ad 12 chodesh. So that's where the 12-month period comes from. So now the Gemara says, Eitavei, Rabba the Rav Nachman. So Rabba has a question of Rav Nachman. This question is the same thing that Rav Shimi Bar Chia brought to Rav, which is the Braita that we just read. He says, Okay, Chavadim, Me'o B'chavim, Shemalu V'lo Tavlu, V'chem Minei Shfachot, Shemalu V'lo Tavlu, Rukanu Midrasan B'shuk, is Tamei. V'amila Tahor. So the same Braita. Yayinam Gdolim Osim Yayin Nesek, Ktanim Min Osim Yayin Nesek. Elim Gdolim, Elim Ktanim, Gdolim Sh'yodim B'tiva U'rachavim, M'shamshah, Ktanim Sh'in Yodim B'tiva U'rachavim, M'shamshah. Same Braita exactly. But now let's look at this. Ktanim Miyat, Malu V'lo Tavlu In, Malu V'tavlu Lo. The diuk, the clear diuk out of the Braita is exactly what Rav said, which is when it's Malu V'lo Tavlu, we have a problem. But Malu V'tavlu, according to this Braita, according to the Tosefta, it's clear from the Tosefta that we don't worry about this issue anymore. And Shmuel says clearly that if it's Malu V'tavlu, we still worry about the issue. So what are you going to do with that? Targama Abnei Shvachot. We're going to read it on the B'nei Shvachot. Meaning that this applies to B'nei Shvachot to tell you that there is no problem. The diuk that you are making, that Malu V'tavlu is okay, that's on B'nei Shvachot. That diuk you can make on the B'nei Shvachot, don't make that on the Avadim. Now he has the same problem Rav had, which is, doesn't it say, Havachein Ktani? It compares or draws a parallel between Avadim and Bnei Shvachot. How can you say the deer was only Bnei Shvachot? Bnei Shvachot that grew up in a Jew's house, then we don't worry about the 12-month waiting period. Because they already grew up in the Jew's house. They weren't with the Bnei Chachabim for a while already. So that's why we don't worry about it. But when it comes to Avadim, there we worry about it. But it says V'chein, which says that they should be parallel. So Gemara says, Arokom Amidrasan. We're going to do that on Arokom Amidrasan. Same thing as Rav. Gemara says, Arich Laman Damar Tamei. That works so well again for the one who says Tamei. Laman Damar Tahor. How can you say V'chein is going Amidrasan Rokan? It's obvious. If the Avadim are Tahor, then certainly the Bnei Shvachot are Mahor. You don't need the V'chein for. So Akamash Malon, Avadim, Dumni Dmei Shvachot. Ma Bnei Shvachot Gdolim Hu Dosim Yai Nesech. Ktanim Ino Sim Yai Nesech. Avadim Nami Gdolim Osim Yai Nesech. Ktanim Ino Sim Yai Nesech. Ba Fukei Hu. Right, he says that the comparisons to teach you that this idea, the differentiation between Gadol and Katan, applies not only to Bnei Shvachot, or not only to Avadim, but also applies to Bnei Shvachot. It's in both of them. Against what Rav said, where there is such a distinction between Avadim and Shvachot. So that's a Fukim de Rav, Dama Rav, Tinek Ben Yomo, say Yai Nesech, Kamash Malon, Tulo. So both of them are going to take the Brisa and say the Brisa is referencing to Bnei Shvachot, that in order to not be a problem for them, it's referencing to Bnei Shvachot. Ah, what about the parallel between Avadim and Shvachot? Each of them uses it, afuke the other. Rab will say that the din of Bnei Shvachot, apparent to Avadim, comes to teach me that not like Shmuel. What does it mean, not like Shmuel? Not like Shmuel, who says that you have to wait 12 months for an Eved after he converts. Rab says no such thing. But Rab believes that a Tinuk Ben Yomo, if he's an Eved, if he's not growing up in a Jew's home, does have a din of Yai Nesach. On the other hand, Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel says, why do I have a parallel between Avadim and Shvachot to teach you? There's always a distinction between Gadol and Katan. So that means that's against Rav. He says, I don't think Tinuk Ben Yomo makes Yai Nesach. It has to be a Gadol. And the Diok, out of the verses, that only applies to Shvachot. What does it only applies to Shvachot means that that's when Mal V'Taval works. But otherwise, by a regular Eved, Mal V'Taval doesn't work until after 12 months. So that'd be the conclusion from this piece of the Gemara, that you have Rav and Shmuel arguing about two points, and they'll use the Braita to support their position and the Diok to go against the other one.
So the Braita, it's not a two-time
Rav,
because he can just explain the
Braita. About Shvachot. Both of them explain it about Shvachot. That's how they get rid of the question. But then what about Bechein Tani? They both use that to afuke the other party's position. That's how they deal with it. Now there's a very important Tosfos here at the bottom. It's the big, big Tosfos. But it's worth reading only because it's so amazing to read it. It's a lot of fun and it's interesting what's going on. I'm going to skip down. If you can skip 3-4 lines down in the Tosfos, we'll read most of it from there, which is Afuke Midirav. Upasku. It's in the middle of the line there. It says, Upasku alachot gedolo tolo karav betino ben yomo. They pass against Rav and Tinok Ben Yomo. Rav by Tinok Ben Yomo, but pass like Shmuel when it comes to waiting for the 12-month period. Gemara Shubshu Ben Levi the Milte. It's Gemara coming up. There Shubshu Ben Levi explains Shmuel, and therefore the Pesach is like that. Upamachat Matzari Katu B'Tosefet Alomdim Lifnei Rabbeinu Tam. Found that in the Tosefet that their Talmidim were learning before Rabbeinu Tam. Shepaskut Alocha Kishmuel. Exactly what the Ben Yochanan says. The loch is like Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Gabi Rabbi Yochanan. The loch is like Rabbi Shimon Levi, if you have machlokas Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, the loch is Rabbi Shimon Levi. Choshke and the Gabi Rabbi Shmuel, if Rabbi Shimon Levi is against Rabbi Shmuel, certainly why? Because Rabbi Yochanan trumps Rabbi Shmuel. So it's a transitive property. Rabbi Yochanan trumps Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon Levi trumps Rabbi Yochanan, certainly Rabbi Shimon Levi is going to trump Rabbi in this case. Gam Seder Tanayim Vamorim Ktivat Yad, Harav Gadol Rab Toyosef Tovi. He always passes the halacha like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Gam Rabbi Tami vi rayot al zeh. Very proofs to this. And they're all knocked off. V'ol pasak Rabbeinu Tam kalishna damar rokanu midrasan bashuk tahor. D'vishel sofrim alach achar amikil. Here we're done at a din derabbanan. You have a machlokes tamei tahor. So we're going to go like the mekil that it's tahor. According to that, Lashon, Shmuel has to argue on Rabbi Tinok Ben Yomo, because according to what it says Tahor, the Chain has to be going on the Avadim and Shvachot. Va'od Pirshu Rashbam Varivam B'Shem Rashi. Shekatu B'Tshuvat Agonim, Ki Yizman Hazeh Ein Yisr Hana'a B'Maga Ovid Kachavim B'Yayin. There's no Yisr Hana'a by Ovid Kachavim that touch Yayin today. Ki Ovid Kachavim Shel Achshav, Ein Rigalim Nenasech L'Avodat Kachavim. וחשובים כי אין יודעים בטיב הורי חכבים ומשמשע והבי לי כתינוק בן יומו. They have a din, the Ovid Chachavim today have a din of Tinok Ben Yomo, which is basically Shelo B'Kavanah. all of their touches shlo b'kavanah, because none of them are menaseh chayin. And since they're not menaseh chayin, then we're talking about magab shlo b'kavanah, and therefore we're going to say they're aser b'anah, but muter b'shtiyah. V'azeh anu sumchim. For this, we are sumech l'gavot yeinot of dechavim b'chobotenu. If we have a chob, an outstanding chob, and we have to take collateral, we're willing to take the wine as collateral of a non-Jew. Wait, if you can't get enough from, if we have a problem of Yayin Nesach, it's Magal B'Chalavim, they touched the wine. It's no question they touched their wine, they touched it. Nevertheless, we're taking it because we don't think there's Nisar Anah here. V'adavar zeh shalach lo the reader Rabbeinu Tam. He says, this is the amazing statement. Chachazi, now I see, d'minach u'miavuch, it shouldn't be your father, but rather, avi mech. I see from you, and your grandfather, who's his grandfather? Rashi. Umi Achuch, who's his brother? The Rabbeinu Tam's brother is the Rashbam. He says, if I put your brother, the Rashbam, together with your grandfather, Rashi, you know what's going to come out? Mishtari magi over chavim b'yayin le'alma. Afilu b'shtiya. There's no problem anymore of magi over chavim. Dachich Rab Shmuel, your brother, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, is the Rashbam. Pasok b'shem. This should again be Avimech, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Da'oveik Chachamim is Manazeh, Inuch Hashuvim El Ketinuch Ben Yomo. That's what we just said. The Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam, everybody believes that the Magav Rechavim today is not real, and therefore it's Shavu B'Kavanah, basically. It becomes like a Tinuch Ben Yomo. Ve'ata Poseik B'Tinuch Ben Yomo K'Shmuel. And we just saw before the Rabbeinu Tam and all these Paschal names like Shmuel against the Rab and say, a Tinuch Ben Yomo is not a problem. They Paschal like Shmuel. Tinuch Ben Yomo is just fine. Dile no say Yai Nesek l'ser apishtia. Rav said that Tinuch Ben Yomo is the oser b'shtia. Shmuel argues, it means that he argues that it's muter b'shtia. If I combine your two piskei halacha, I end up now magal v'chavim, no problem. You can even drink it. Buy your wine from the ovei k'chavim, you don't have any problem. V'heishiv ro'i Rabbeinu Tam ki atamid shekatav nivhal hayalif sok. That Talmid, that paper that you saw was a Talmid who was a little excited to give a psak halacha. V'chos v'shalom shelo ala alibo. That it wasn't ever this way. Eval dai kaimalon karabi surei, the gabi shmo. If machok is rabbi shmo, the loch is like rabbi surei. V'tine ben yomo san yai nesak lo ster v'shtia. And tine ben yomo makes isur shtia. Since I agree with Rashi that they're a Tinuch Ben Yomo, but they're a Tinuch Ben Yomo of Rav, which is Azu B'Shtiyah Mutar Ba'anah, which is what we have. The Rama brings this down in Shulchan Aruch, that today their Stam Yenam is, there are those that say, wait, Azu B'Anah, but then he says that there are those that are Matar B'Hanah and Azu B'Shtiyah. Well, if you do that, then if Rav has to explain according to the Tahor there, he has to be lafuke Shmuel. It means that the halacha is not like Shmuel when it comes to waiting 12 months. It says, and then if you just skip down the line, v'cheina ya minag b'nei Ashkenaz. So this is the minag b'nei Ashkenaz. V'nogim avadim b'yayin achar shemalu b'tavlu miyat. They didn't wait at all. Right, like Rav. All right, let's skip down two, three lines here. The Tosus deals with Reb Shuben Levi. Why Reb Shuben Levi is not really passing like Shmuel, but he's really talking, because he says that Reb Shuben Levi cannot be talking about the words of Shmuel, because Reb Shuben Levi is older than Shmuel. If Reb Shuben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are contemporaries, or he's older, like you suggested before, that maybe even older than Rabbi Yochanan, then they're not contemporaries of Rav and Shmuel. So if that's the case, Reb Shuben Levi couldn't have been addressing a statement to Shmuel, but rather Reb Shuben Levi is an independent statement. The Gemara is bringing Reb Shuben Levi's statement to explain Shmuel. But that's not that Reb Shuben Levi actually addressed Shmuel. If that's the case, then you don't have any proof the fact that Reb Shuben Levi holds like Shmuel. It's the Gemara doing that, not Reb Shuben Levi. So now he skips down a little bit and says, "Miu hayar rimakshe aflevizeh psak shepasak Rabbeinu Shlomo." The Ri had a problem with the psak of Rashi that it's like a Tinuch Ben Yomo. He says, "V'imkein ech neatir magal bichavim bana b'tam Tinuch Ben Yomo ma inan zeh lezeh." What, they have nothing to do with each other. Halo ma shanu matirim b'tinuch isurana ha'inu b'shem she'im bo afilu kavanat maga. He's lacking in two things. He can't. He's touching the wine, but he can't even reach a kavanat maga. So therefore, we don't have a problem. But v'im kein over chavim is manazesh mikavnim la maga yisro afilu be'anah. They can't have a kavanah for maga. I mean that the lack or she'ein kavanah by tinok is not that simply from an intellectual standpoint he can't do it. But even his touching of the wine is not really touching. He's not intending to touch the wine. You're lacking two things. You're lacking intent from an intellectual standpoint, but also lacking intent from a physical standpoint. A Tinuch Ben Yomo cannot direct his touch. So you're missing both. But that means today, when you, even if you call the goy today a tinuch ben yomo, is that really, is a tinuch ben yomo from one standpoint, which is he doesn't have kavanah, intent in an intellectual standpoint. But from intent of maga, he does have that. And there should be also ba'ano. He skipped down one more line. V'chozer Rabbeinu Tam. So now the Rabbeinu Tam was chozer. V'mar devata mitoch halachot umatzinu raya pshuta v'atir magor v'chim b'yayin. Now he's backpedaling heavily, and he's saying that from this we have no, we can't prove anything about Gov Echim. Even Stam Yenam should really be Usur Banah. I don't have a real clear proof that I'm right about this. So we're only allowing you to sell it to that Ovi Chavim himself that did it. If you skip down another two lines, he says, "Vehid Rabbeinu Tam, al Rabbeinu Meir Aviv." So this is the son-in-law of Rashi, Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Meir was the father of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. He says, "Kipam Nizdam Lo Yai Nesech." One day they got Yai Nesef. Now going to the Rabbeinu Tam, what should happen over here? He should be able to either sell it back to the Ovi Chachavim, at least, and his bigger heter was that he should be allowed to mutar na, he could do anything he wanted with it except not drink it. And what does his father do? Bifsido biyadayim. He destroyed it, biyadayim, he spilled it out. Vafal pikein, lo ratzah Rabbeinu Tam le'asur. So this is, he saw his father do it, he just admitted the fact that he doesn't have a clear proof, but he won't be asur. Why? Ho pashat amigag lahatir. The minog had already become widely accepted to be matir. There is a little proof to this minog. At least let's compare their touching today to someone who's measuring with their measuring stick. So over there we say, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to sell it. At least there you can say, we said before by the measuring stick when he puts it in. Sure, he doesn't have kavanah the nasech, but he does have kavanah for maga, but it's maga that you have acher. So he wants to suggest today, maybe we can suggest over here. Also, their maga today, since it doesn't reach nasech, therefore their maga today, even though it's maga begufo, which we should distinguish between maga begufo versus maga bekaneh, nevertheless he wants to say, maybe we can compare these cases. Ah, what about the fact that the gzeiro over here, Vimtemar came into Gazua and Nisach Ovi Chavim, Havalei Dovership and Minyan. Shetzarech Minyan Achela Hatiro. How can you all of a sudden hear Rabbeinu Tam try to undo a Gzeirat Chachamim? Where did you ever get that ability to do that? So Yesh Lamar, Lo Gazua Menaschim. The Gzeirat only applied to non-Jews who are generally Menasech. But came into Ashlovi Menaschim, Lo Vrechim, Yesh Lik Lo Behetar. We can say the Gzeirat just doesn't apply. There's a difference between saying there is no, we're going to undo the Gzeirat today. Versus, the Gzerah doesn't apply at all to these individuals. The Gzerah is directed to individuals who are Menasech Yayin. Our Ovi Chavim today are not Menasech Yayin, so it's not applicable to them. So that's how he gets out of the problem. The last question is what you asked, Shoal, which is in the last three lines of the Tosfos. He says, Mio, Kasha, Stam Niyam, Heich Natir Bana, Kevish Gazrua, Stam Yinam, Mishum Benotam. Wait a minute, Stam Yinam has a problem not just because of Nisach Yayin, it has a problem because of Mishum Benotam. So true, the Nisach Hayayin aspect is gone, but the Benotam, the social aspect, is still there. So why aren't we Oser Bano? Why aren't we Oser over here Stam Yinam Bano? Baha Gama Ta Shaykh Zeatam. Yesh Lomar, Demai De Gazu Stam Yinam Leser Bano, Yoter Mi Pita Mushmanam. But we also have social issues with Pat, Akum, and Shemen Akum. But over there, Hainu Mishum Deshchikin Eskukhayo Gechamim. Why is Yayin given a higher status than Pat and Shemen? Pat and Shemen also goes there because of social issues. Over there, it's only Osir Achila Shtiyah, but not Osir Bana. Why do we extend it to an Isra Anah by Yayin? So Tosus claims that the two parts of the Gzerah do that. The Mishum Beno Tehen makes it Osir B'Shtiyah. The Mishum Yayin Nesech makes it Osir Bana. So if you drop the Nisach Yayin aspect of it, then all I've left is the Isra Shtiyah. I can be Matir Bana. And then Tosu says, Lesor b'shtiyah v'lo b'na, v'machmir, tavo alav bracha. And when it was machmir, even b'na, tavo alav bracha. It's an amazing Tosu. It's both from the social aspects of the Rabbi, the Rabbeinu Tam, and then the Rashi, and putting together Psak, also the reversal of the Rabbeinu Tam's position, the fact that even though he saw his father doing something, he's willing to, he doesn't want to be aser, because he sees the people are doing it anyway, even mutav shiyushogim al dimezeidim. Again, just an amazing Tosu in terms of both they're dealing with the non-Jews that they're living amongst, dealing with the yayin, and also dealing with the minhag of the people, what's going on. It's an incredible Tosfos, and it felt that it was important to read it just because it's so exciting to see how the dynamic developing. Right, the dynamic developing through the Tosfos, which is incredible. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara now, we're going to discuss a case. We're going to give the Psak Halacha of two parties. Tomorrow we'll deal with their Psak Halacha because it goes through most of the Amud tomorrow about the issue, about their difference in Psak and the reversal of one of their opinions. But there's how we had a case, Davam Mechuza. It's a case in Mechuza, the Ato Vichavim, Elechanuta de Israel. He went to a juice store. Amrlo Itachucha. Amrlo Bizvuni. He says, you have any wine to sell? Amrlo. He says, I have no, I don't have any. Abiyoti Chamu Davlo. There was wine sitting in some barrels and pitcher over there. Shalabayode. He sticks his hand, Shikshachbe. Abiyotichamu sticks his hand in there, does a little, whatever, a little magic in the, you know, shakes his hand around, does some little moving of the barrel inside of it. He goes, I love Chamro. He says, isn't this wine? And Abiyotichamu says to him, what do you mean you don't have wine to sell? I'm touching it. This is wine over here. So what did he do? Shakle heyach beritche. Shadi ledano. He took that davla, that smaller pitcher, and then put it into a much bigger pitcher. So now they want to know what the status of the wine is. Now we know that the wine that he touched is problematic, but how problematic it is, now when he dumped it back into the larger pool of wine that's there. Then I threw it away with anger. He says, ah, this is no good now. So now, Sharia Rava Lizvuna de Obechavim. Rava allowed him to drink, to sell it, get an offer from it, but not to drink it. True, it's also b'shtia, but it's mutter v'ana. Iflu galei Ravuna bar Chinina, Ravuna b'reid Rav Nachman. They were not in the city at the time. They weren't in Rava's city at the time. When they got wind of it, they said, no way. They said, that's not true. Not only is it also b'shtia, but it's also b'ana. Nofik shipurei de Rava. The, we'll call them here, the announcers of Rava. But these are basically, you know, when they go out to spread, you know, those cars they drive around today with the loudspeakers on the top and they're telling you. So that's it. They had, Rava had his shipure that are going out, his shofarot, by those that were announcing, making the announcements, who said, Bisharu, and they made it motorbana. Venafke shipure the Ravuna Barchin and Ravuna Barab Nakam Basre. And they went out, so they're competing in the city. Who could be louder? Rava says, Mutar. They say, Asur. So Mar will deal with the outcome or the Rava's position and Rava changing his mind about his position. All right, we'll stop here.